This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll have some fun right now. As I have put together, gentlemen, the great Dallas Cowboys quiz. Dear. It is 11, potentially 12 questions with some bonus questions included. And I am very excited for you because there. I actually think it's really tough. This is a tough quiz. I did it on purpose because of Mike. And I also did it on purpose because there are some interesting nuggets out there, things that maybe some people didn't know. All right. Would y'all like
football
to get started?
Football nuggets or baseball nuggets?
I'm ready. Nuggets.
Hit the music,
I'm
Reggie.
Ready to fail.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you didn't do the music again? All right, fine.
I think it'd be really funny if the Cowboys quiz ran long to cut into baseball nuggets and Mike's just like, Jerry!
All right, question
worry,
number
I'll
one.
Right. I'll I guess I got to. Right,
do I got to keep score on this, too? Okay,
yes.
I got you. Right. I got you.
All right,
hey,
thanks,
remember,
Reggie.
You had zero through seven questions.
Golly,
Romo is the all-time leading yards passer with 34,183 yards. Mike, who is 11th?
Are you serious?
That's the first question.
Who's
answer
11th?
It.
Is this a Jerry this Fraley is, one?
Who is 11th? Your oh, wait. I can't say that. 11th.
Hold on. Did he give this to us as a practice
Quincy
question?
Quincy Carter.
No, he gave you 10th.
Oh. I gave you 10th the other day.
Shoot. Quincy Carter.
I'm going to say Eddie LeBaron because I think that was the answer and maybe recalculate
don't we get
it.
A, B, C, or D? Still,
no, it's not even multiple choice.
Yeah, he's just like throwing out, hey, who played for the Cowboys?
Well, Steve DeBerg. Right.
The answer is Drew Bledsoe at 4,803 yards.
Can't believe you guys don't know
Thanks
that.
For giving us A, B, C, or D.
If you would like half a point, where does Steve Plure rank all time?
Hold on. He's in the top 10.
12th.
8. I just told you he was in the top 10, Bassick. What?
Eight
is that
eight
right?
Is correct. Eight
Let's
is correct.
Go!
Good job. Kevin has half a point through
I tried
one
to tell
question.
You he's in the top 10, Bassick. We went through this for some reason. I just couldn't remember.
Congratulations for coming in to work on from Friday.
Y'all might know this, actually. This is something y'all might know. Which
Do the questions get easier or
I'll
not?
Give you, I'll give you multiple choice okay. here. Which quarterback was sacked the most times in his career? A, Roger Staubach, B, Danny White, C, Tony Romo, or D, Dak Prescott?
Oh, good question.
I'm going to say Staubach?
I would say I'm going to go with Staubach because he played the most.
Look at you guys. Y'all got it right.
God, let's
yes.
go.
Roger Staubach was sacked 313 times on 2,958 pass attempts. For perspective, Troy Aikman was sacked 259 times on 4,700 pass attempts.
Oh my God.
So Roger never had line, a good man. Offensive line.
Oh, there you're blaming go. The offensive line. Okay.
Classic.
Or maybe Roger just liked to run around too much.
Yeah.
Didn't
get rid
three,
of the ball.
Question number 3, which running back has the best all-time attempts to touchdown ratio? A, Marion Barber, B, Amos Marsh, C,
what?
Timmy Newsom, or D, Doug Dennison?
Dang it. I was going to guess if there was no. I was thinking maybe DeMarco Murray. But
okay.
All right.
I'm going to go Slumdog Millionaire on this and pretend like my life experiences directly control this. I just did an interview with Timmy Newsom for our NAMI event. So okay. I'm going to say him based on nothing other than that.
Who were the three other, you know, average?
A, Marion Barber. B,
no, he was good.
Amos Marsh. Or D, Doug Dennison.
I'll go with Marion Barber.
All right. That is both of you are wrong.
Oh, man.
It is Doug Dennison. Doug Dennison had 19 touchdowns on 306 carries in his career. For perspective, Emmett had 153 touchdowns on 4,052 carries. So Doug Dennison was the better touchdown to attempt.
What year did he play?
Don't worry about that,
Mike.
Is it
weird that for half a second
you're going to do this, know the history of the team. Let's go.
Half a second I thought he was about to say both of us are right. I really did. I was like, come on. And then
they were tied.
Yeah.
The second longest rushing touchdown and receiving touchdown are the same distance. What is the distance and who did it?
A, B, C, or D. Go.
No, sorry, that's it.
Oh,
you get to, I got some A, B, C, or D answers in here.
Is it 91 yards?
I'm going to say 90 yards.
Did you say rushing
and receiving?
The second longest rushing touchdown and receiving touchdown are the same distance. What is the distance and who did it?
Oh, God.
Rushing and receiving.
Bullet Bob Hayes.
That's what I'm going with, too.
All right. The longest rushing touchdown is 99 yards by Tony Dorsett.
Well, that's okay. That wasn't the question.
Yeah,
the longest catch.
Second longest.
The longest catch. I'm trying to give you all some history here,
Sorry.
All right? Listen up.
Sorry.
The longest catch is by Bullet Bob Hayes at 95 yards. Who had the longest rushing touchdown again?
Tony Dorsett.
Tony Dorsett. DeMarco Murray has a 91-yard rush, which is second all time. And Tony Dorsett has a 91-yard catch, which is second all time. So Tony Dorsett has the longest rush and the second longest catch in Cowboys history. Mike, you had it originally, but then you gave in to whatever Kevin said.
I know. Sorry.
Dexter Coakley and Dennis Thurman. Oh, what's the score, by the way?
Is it half a point? One and a half.
All right, one and a half to one.
Dexter Coakley and Dennis Thurman each have four interceptions for touchdowns in their career.
Oh, sweet.
Which two defensive linemen combined for five touchdowns in their career? A, George Andre and Danny Noonan. B, Bob Lilly and Russell Maryland. C, Greg Ellis and Tony Tolbert. Or D, Larry Cole and Jim Jeff.
Come on. You came up with the most random questions ever. Like, who scored?
Again?
Like, you're mad at me for asking, hey, how many players scored 40-plus points in a playoff game? That is way different than this randomness.
Mike, I am not mad at you for anything. I am simply asking questions.
Bob Lilly from, like, the 60s and 70s, you threw him with Russell Maryland in 1991 as the first pick. Like, these are just randomness that you're throwing together.
Are you going to answer the question, or are you going
to
get
five?
I'll go with Lilly, and I'll go with Russell Maryland because they were both first overall picks for the Cowboys.
All right,
as
Kevin?
A competitor who is trying to respect your game, Corey, may I have the answers again? Because my competitor was yelling over me.
This is impossible.
A, George Andre and Danny Noonan. B, Bob Lilly and Russell Maryland. C, Greg Ellis and Tony Tolbert. Or D, Larry Cole and Jim Jeffcoat.
These eight players wouldn't even know the answer to this.
I'm gonna Slumdog Millionaire this again. Jim Jeffcoat once got angry at me in a high school gym.
It didn't work for you last time either. So here we go.
Maybe things will change. I say Jim Jeffcoat and Larry Cole.
Kevin is correct. They both combined for five touchdowns. Do you know who has the most interceptions as a defensive lineman? It's Larry Cole who had three interceptions as a touchdowns. Jim Jeffcoat had two, by the way. Russell Maryland had zero, Mike. Number six, what is the Cowboys' overall record?
Oh, my God.
Three
Mike's
going to
kill you.
Did you just say 3-0? That's my favorite question.
Come on, Mike. You can do this.
Like, why wouldn't you? Here's a good one, Corey. So when you do this next,
don't tell me how to ask questions, Mike. Answer the question. That's your job.
How many games over 500 are the Cowboys in the history of their franchise? And then you can give like A, 20 to 35 games over 500. B, 36 to 50 something games over. Not like what's the Cowboys' record?
Can we leave the Zoom camera up after the segment's over?
How many hot dogs have I eaten? I mean, what? You just want us to throw out two random numbers?
Well, if you don't know the answer, Mike, you can pass.
Here's my answer, 3-0.
Okay, that's wrong. Kevin, would you like to take a guess?
I'm gonna die. I don't know. They've won like, let's see, been around 60 years, average of 500 games. They won 500 games.
Yeah, and how many losses?
That is incorrect. 520.
Oh!
388-6. I had a bonus question for their playoff record, but it seems as if you don't care about
20
that
and 10.
Anymore. That's wrong, too. All right. So now I have to deduct a point from Kevin.
Why?
You are now losing.
Hold on. I wasn't made aware that that would happen.
No, actually, you are now still at 1 point, and Mike has 1.5
no,
points.
No, I
congratulations,
have 1.5
Mike.
Points.
Thanks. Yeah, okay. I don't understand what you're doing here.
All right. Reggie's keeping score. Don't worry about it.
How many people have played for the Cowboys?
All right. Here's. Lots. How many of the top five sack artists for the Dallas Cowboys can you name? Mike, would you like to start your bidding? How many of the top five sack artists?
We really build this as the great Cowboys quiz?
Well, this is – well, I know I'm kind of giving this away. It only counts for, like, the sacks that they've counted in NFL history.
For the Cowboys.
I can name at least
– For the Cowboys.
Three.
Are you going to make me do four?
From the 469. He's getting y'all back.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
From the great Texas Rangers.
I mean, I know all the answers to these questions, so.
Yeah, right. I will say this. I'm really impressed. You found like this.
Okay, how many of the top five sack artists can you name? We're running out of time.
Segment ever. I'll let Kevin do this.
All right, Kevin.
I don't think like Harvey Martin counts because they didn't count as sacks.
Kevin, all you have to do is name three.
So I'm giving you a hint.
Okay, and I'm going to use more modern players because of that. So I'm going to go Greg Ellis, Jeff Coat, and D-Ware.
That is three. That is the top three sack artists. Number four is Tony Tolbert, and number five is Ed Too Tall Jones.
But really, it's probably like Randy White or something, right? Or
like
Harvey
Martin supposedly
Harvey
has
Martin,
like is way up there, but they
Let's
didn't
go.
Randy White has like 54. All right, who is the only Cowboys coach to never coach a playoff game? Mike, you should get this.
I know this. Dave Campo.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's 100% right.
There you go. Dave Campo is correct.
Good job, guys.
How many Cowboys returned two punts for a touchdown in a season?
One.
Mike?
Three.
The answer is seven.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Kevin Williams, Kelvin Martin, Dez Bryant, Deion Sanders, Bob Hayes, Patrick Creighton, and Wayne McGarity have all returned at least two touchdowns back. Only five running backs have run for more than 15. Only five running backs have run for more than 1,500 yards. Who are they?
Five running backs for the Cowboys who've ran for over 1,500 yards in a season, or
how many can you name? Yeah, how many can you name
in a season?
In a season, yes. Three or five.
Three
or four. Three, Kevin.
Oh, I'll say I can name. Four.
Okay. All right. Oh, Mike says he can do five, baby. And there's a bonus for this. Mike could take it all over right here.
God.
All right, Mike. I'm going to go with Emmett, Dorsett, Ezekiel Elliott, DeMarco Murray, and now I'm in trouble.
Oh, no.
I got four. I know I have four. The fifth guy who did it.
Oh, man.
I believe in you, Mike.
I think you can do it.
I don't know if that helps, but I do.
Oh, man.
Emmett Thomas. I don't know. That was a real run.
Mike. Kevin, would you like to take the final answer?
Who am I forgetting?
To steal.
It's not Herschel, right? Did Herschel go over 1,500?
Calvin Hill?
Herschel Walker.
Dang it!
Rushed for over 1,500 yards. Emmett Smith did it three times. All the rest of them did it once.
See how he psyched you out? He gave you really hard questions so that now you're doubting yourself?
You know what? Corey, that was a good question.
You're welcome. You're welcome, guys.
Mike's keeping his own scoreboard for one of the good questions.
The sack thing was a good question, too.
I still have two. I have two good questions left, but we can't get to those right now because baseball nuggets is so important, gentlemen.
Are you sure?
What?
Number nine, can you name the top five single-season touchdown passers? The top five single-season.
I'll let Kevin do it. Kevin, go.
I will also say four.
All right. All you have to do is name one, and you're going to get four answers.
Romo.
There you go. He has 36, 34, 31, 31. Who is fifth?
I think it's Dak.
Dak at 30. There you go, Mike. You get 2 points for that. Nice job. Nice job.
That
Kevin,
was a
you lose
great
2 points.
I have a confession. I haven't been keeping score.
Oh, man.
Oh, I've been keeping score.
And then can you name the top five single-season touchdown catchers?
Dez? Bullitt?
Yes, he's tied for fifth.
Did I get Drew Pearson right?
Nope.
Irvin?
Nope.
Oh. Tony Hill? Jason Witten.
In order, Dez, T.O., Frank Clark, Dez, T.O., and Bob Hayes all tied with 13. So there you go. Yeah, Frank Clark, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.